Today on The Journey.
I can't think of anything more tragic than a person coming to church, even serving, but at the end of the day, not being a true believer. All pretense, but no real fruit.
Those plump, juicy grapes delivered to your supermarket each week are the result of a healthy connection to proven vine branches. So it is in the fields of the Lord. A harvest of spiritual fruit proves your union with eternal life. Today, Ron Moore assists with diagnosing that connection in your life. Also, along with today's message, we want you to know about Ron's study notes on the book of Proverbs. Proverbs has been called the best parenting book ever written, and this interactive study booklet will guide you through key verses, helping you raise responsible, godly children. It's yours for a gift of any amount. Remember, your donation will help further our ministry of developing followers of Jesus Christ. Now here's Ron with a message on following with the right connection on the journey.
Well, if you're in the business world, you call it deliverables. After a lot of talk back and forth, someone finally says, okay, what can you deliver and when can you get it here? What's the product and when's it going to arrive? And that's when the atmosphere changed from just a lot of hot air going back and forth to action and resolve. What's true in business is also true in the spiritual life. There comes a time when there has to be a true demonstration of a true Christian faith. And that demonstration, that product, those deliverables can be measured and demonstrated. There's a time when Jesus says, show me if you're in or out. Show me if you're connected or not. Show me with some tangible things whether you have signed up for a lifetime of obedience or whether you're just pretending. I can't think of anything more dangerous. I can't think of anything more tragic than a person going through their life, coming to church, even serving, doing a lot of stuff, but at the end of the day, not being a true believer. Fooling other people and fooling themselves. All pretense, but no real fruit. Take your Bibles and turn to John chapter 15. And we come to this passage today where Jesus challenges us as to where we are with Him and also gives us some criteria to determine if we are really a true believer or not. So what I want to do first is to read through verses 1 through 10 of chapter 15. Let's get that in our minds and then we'll just work our way through this passage of Scripture. Jesus says in chapter 15, verse 1, I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that bears fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Then he says in verse 4, remain in me and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown in the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my word remains in you, then ask whatever you wish, and it will be given to you. This is my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As my Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. Here in this passage, Jesus gives this vivid picture of a vine and a branch. A branch that is receiving nourishment and energy and ability. A branch that is receiving life itself from the vine. And as a demonstration that that branch is receiving life from the vine, there will be fruit. It's not there may be fruit, but there will be fruit on that branch when it is connected to the vine. Jesus gives us everything we need to know in these verses to determine if we truly possess this fruit-producing connection to the vine. So with this vine-branch analogy, let me put forth some truths from this passage. And the first one is a foundational doctrinal truth. And it's this. Christians are truly connected to Christ. The branch is dependent upon the vine for producing life and fruit. Connection is personal and intimate. It is life-giving and life-sustaining. That means we don't know about Him, we know Him. We haven't just read about the God of the Bible, we know the God of the Bible. We know that He lives in us. There is a personal relationship with Him. Now, there's a couple of very important things that need to be pointed out in this passage regarding this connection. First of all, this connection is made by invitation from Jesus. There had to be a time when you were confronted with Christ and you trusted in Him, or you received Him, or you were born again, however you want to say it, you were connected with the vine. Now look at verse 16. Jesus says this invitation has to happen. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. You weren't always a Christian. Jesus says there's a time when I chose you, and I invited you, and I appointed you to bear fruit. And when I am doing the work, that fruit is going to last. It is the Holy Spirit who comes in and wakens up the spiritual deadness of our hearts and turns us to God. And unless that happens, there is no connection to the vine. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to bear fruit. Now, not only are we dependent upon this divine calling and this divine appointment, but here's the other deal. Any results, any spiritual deliverables, any fruit is a result of God working in our life. Look at verse 5. I am the vine, and you're the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So it's Christ who invites us, and it's Christ who empowers us. Now, that doesn't mean we just sit there. What it means is that as we desire to serve Christ and as we desire to obey Him, it is His energy, it is His life-giving sustenance coming from the vine that allows us to do anything meaningful in life. Turn over to Colossians, and there's a great passage of Scripture where Paul explains how this works. It's chapter 1, verses 28 and 29. And Paul is talking to the Colossians about how he has been working for the church and he has been working to share the gospel. And here's what he says. We proclaim Him, we proclaim Jesus, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom so that we may present everyone perfect or mature in Christ. To this end, I labor, struggling with all His energy which so powerfully works in me. Paul says, I'm doing it. If you would look at me from the outside, you would see me doing it. You would see me talking. You would see me traveling to different parts of the country. You would see me sharing the gospel. I am laboring for Christ, but I am laboring with His energy, which He so powerfully works in me. That is a critical truth of the Christian life. So many people look at the Christian life and say, I could never do what Christians do. And they are right. You can't unless Jesus invites you and unless He empowers you. And when He does that, there's going to be some deliverables. It's going to be some fruit. So think of this picture Jesus has painted. This life-giving vine, branch is totally dependent on the vine. So it is with us. That connection to Christ is the only thing that gives us life and sustenance. That connection to Christ is the only thing that allows us to produce fruit in our life. We are Jesus dependent. So here's my first question. Are you Jesus dependent? How much of this life are you just trying to do in your own energy and your own efforts? Is there a time in your life when you trusted in Jesus Christ? And you know that. He invited you. And you may not know the day or the hour, some people do, but you know that there was that time when you trusted in Jesus Christ. And you were connected with Him. Now, if that happened, there's going to be some results. And Jesus gives us those results. Look again at the passage. Start reading in verse 4. And I want you to note every time the word remain appears in this passage. Let me read this. Jesus says, "Remain in me, and I'll remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. This is my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love." Remain in my love. That word repeated over and over and over again. The word remain means to stay or live or abide or continue. One of the characteristics of a true believer is that they will remain in Christ. And who is that dependent upon that they remain there? We are Jesus dependent. When He brings us to Himself, when He connects us to the vine, when we are receiving life from Him, we will remain in the vine. Now, what is a tangible thing we can see in our lives to determine, are we in or are we out? Are we really connected? Well, look at verse 10. "If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in His love." Remaining in Christ comes down to obedience. Are you obeying what Jesus says? Is the pattern of your life obedience to Him? And a person truly connected to Christ will continue to do that throughout their life. They will persevere in their obedience. Now, I think in obedience there are three things that happen. The first is when you are truly connected to the vine, there is a desire to obey. You want to obey Jesus. You want to do the things that please Him. You won't always do it perfectly, but that's your desire. And I believe that one of the tangible deliverables for the Christian is this. Since they desire to obey Jesus, and since His words of instruction are in Scripture, they will have a desire to read the Bible. They may not do it every day, they may not do it for 40 minutes a day, but there will be a desire to be in the Word of God. I believe if you're sitting there and you're saying, "I haven't picked up the Bible in a month, and I'm not even missing it," I got to say, you need to check back to that connection. Because it may not be there. When we are in these times, what's going to be happening in our life? Well, what do you do to your children when they're living in disobedience? Because you love them so much, you don't want them to stay there. There's going to be discipline from God. Hebrews chapter 12 says this, My sons, do not make light of the Lord's discipline. Do not lose heart when he rebukes you. Because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son. Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as sons. For what son is not disciplined by his father? If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are illegitimate children and not true sons. If you're living in sin and there is no conviction, you may be an illegitimate child and not a true son or daughter. And that's some serious business you need to do before the Lord. Jesus puts this discipline this way in verse 2. He says, he cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. He cuts off those dead branches. He cuts off those patterns of disobedience. He disciplines us so that we can continue to grow and remain in him. Connection with Christ is demonstrated by obedience. There's a desire for it. There's a demonstration of it, and there's a discipline in our life when it's not happening. Now, there's another word that shows up here. Let me read through it quickly again. And just note this word every time it shows up. I am the true vine, and you are the gardener. He cuts off every branch that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes. You've already been clean because of the word I've spoken to you. Remain in me, and I'll remain in you. No branch can bear what? Fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I'm the vine, you're the branches. If a man remains in me, he will bear much fruit. And on and on and on. There is this aspect of the Christian life is going to bear fruit. Now, what does that fruit look like? How do you know when a Christian is being fruitful instead of just being a little fruity? Well, turn to Galatians chapter 5. The Holy Spirit lives within us. And when the Holy Spirit is living within us, he is not static, he is dynamic in our lives. He is doing some things in our life. And we're going to see the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. This passage starts in 19 by showing you the fruit of the sinful nature. And then in verse 22, here's the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit, first of all, is love. You will know, Jesus says, that you are my disciples if you what? Love one another. Love is demonstrated in our life. And only you can test your life to see if it's there. Joy. There are many things that make us happy. Only Christ can put a sense of joy in our life. Joy is there when success comes. Joy is there when the bottom falls out. Only God can put joy in your heart, a deep contentment through any circumstance. Peace, a sense of ongoing contentment. Patience. Is there patience? Now I got to stop here and think about that when I get to my life, because here's an area where God has a lot of pruning to do with me. Patience, waiting on Him. Kindness, gentleness. If you have a harsh edge to you, you better work on sanding that up. The fruit of the Spirit is gentleness. Self-control, flying off the handle, is not fruit of the Spirit. Now, are we going to demonstrate those perfectly every time? No. Those are the times when the true believer is convicted and asks forgiveness from God, but also those he has not been kind to. That's the hard work of the Christian faith. When Jesus speaks of a fruit-producing life, he's not talking about how many people you've led to Christ. When Jesus talks about a fruit-producing life, he is not looking at how many hours you have logged in Christian service. When Jesus talks about a life that remains in him and is fruitful, he's not primarily looking at how many passages of Scripture you've memorized or how many times you've read through the Bible. He really doesn't care about the position you hold in ministry or leadership. That doesn't impress him. Those are all byproducts. Those are all things that just come along. But the real issue is the fruit. Down deep, where He sees your heart, and He knows if there are those things that are not obedient to His Word. And when there is no fruit, then there is no life. And there's only one thing left to do. Look at chapter 15, verse 2. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. And then verse 6. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. Now, this is not talking about a Christian who has lost their salvation or a Christian who has jettisoned the faith. If Jesus calls us to Himself, if He is the one that our spiritual life is dependent upon, then if we looked at our spiritual life, we're going to see this growth along the way. We're going to see some down times and some up times, but over the long haul, there's going to be some growth in our life if He's there. This verse is talking about someone who is just all show, who comes to church, who sings the hymns, who even serves. They profess. They just don't possess. They talk a lot about it in the circles where it's appropriate to talk about it, but they don't possess that true, meaningful life in Christ. You profess to have this connection, but there's just no evidence of it. Long on talk, short on walk. The greatest assurance of the Christian life is to possess proof that you're connected to Jesus. The greatest danger is to live a life pretending you are. And each of us must be honest enough to evaluate the obedience and the fruit. Is there a desire to obey? Is there a demonstration of obedience? Is there a Christ-like characteristic being produced by the Holy Spirit in your life? If that's the case, sing praises to God. You are a child of the King, and you will forever be. Man, nothing is greater than that assurance. But if you can't show the fruit, but for heaven's sakes, don't go on pretending to connect you to Himself.
And please stay with us. Ron will be back with a preview of our next broadcast right after this. Parenting in the modern world is challenging and sometimes exhausting. But there's real help to be found in an ancient book. The Proverbs contain wisdom deeply rooted in an understanding of God and people. But the book is not theoretical. It's a practical instruction manual for parenting in the real world. To help apply its wisdom to your life and family, Ron has prepared an easy and interactive study guide. It's titled Proverbs, Everyday Wisdom, Everyday Life. In it, you'll discover what it means to fear God, the blessings of humility, the importance of friendship, and how to live with purity in a sex-crazed world. The Proverbs Study Guide is yours for a donation of any amount when you visit ronmoore.org. Again, that web address is ronmoore.org. Or you may call 724-731-2018. That's 724-731-2018. Now here's Ron with a look at our next time together.
I recently received a letter from a listener who was questioning his connection with Christ, that connection we've been talking about today. He was going through some challenging times, and he wondered if he had a relationship with Jesus Christ at all. And then he asked at the end of his note, "Is there any hope for me?" I told him, and I'm telling you, that yes, there is hope, and His name is Jesus. Now, here's the question. Are you connected to Him? When you are, He will produce spiritual fruit in your life. There will be signs of life. Fruit proves your union with the eternal God. So I'm going to pray that God will open your eyes and help you clearly see that He is providing fruit in your life. Lord, I pray that you would be with those listening today, those questioning whether or not they are connected to you. Lord, where there is connection, there is fruit. So right now, show them the fruit that you are producing in their life. Bring to their mind the things that you are doing through them. I pray that in Christ's name, amen.
We hope you'll join us for that message next time. Also, we want to send you a copy of Ron's interactive study guide on the book of Proverbs. It's titled Proverbs, Everyday Wisdom, Everyday Life. This booklet is yours for a gift of any amount, and you can get it at ronmoore.org. Again, our address is ronmoore.org, or you may call 724-731-2018. That's 724-731-2018. And by the way, we'd like to invite Pittsburgh area listeners to visit our church website at BibleChapel.org. There you'll find information about our area campuses and their ministries. They're located in Robinson, Ross Draver, South Hills, Washington, and Wilkinsburg. Again, that address is BibleChapel.org. And if the journey has brightened your day and deepened your walk with Christ, please tell your friends and family about our program. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join Ron Moore next time as we walk together on the journey.